Rabotai, just a review of the halakha that we said all the way back in 2010. And now that we're learning the Gemara again, Berachot Lamidchet, we'll review it. I'm not sure if the conclusion is going to be the same. The Gemara is talking about the Berachah on garlic. The Gemara is very clear that in those days, garlic was eaten raw. That was the normal way to eat it. Therefore, the Gemara says it preserves its natural beracha, b'rit pri adama, and when it's cooked, it becomes downgraded. Therefore, cooked garlic should be she'akol yam barot. Tosfot points out, even though we see that the garlic, when we cook it, gets better, that that's only because of the flavoring of the meat and the salt that it's cooked with. But intrinsically, the garlic itself is downgraded, it becomes a she'akol. Mishna Brura, in Siman Resh Gimal, says that today there's different types of garlic. Some of them are hard and they're very, very sharp. People don't eat them raw. As we can imagine, the garlic that we have today, the cloves, it's very, very hard to imagine somebody would just eat them in the natural way. Of course, you put it in a salad, you mix it with something, but just eat a regular clove of a hard garlic, the Mishnah Berurah says, is not the day. Therefore, Halakha's posek, and Chama Vadia says it as well, that today, even a raw garlic, the hard ones that become, you know, the cloves, that we have the white, cloves, so it would be she'akol yamid baro. Question is on cooked garlic. Maran said cooked garlic is she'akol, like the Gemara. Yalkut Yosef here also says, without a question, that from the Kaf HaHayim, that the correct blessing for cooked garlic is she'akol yamid baro, since its flavor is affected adversely to the cooking. Mishnah Berurah gave us a rule that a lot of these things go according to the place, the way they eat them, and, you know, the way they enjoy it. Listen, it's a fair argument to say that today people serve cooked garlic. They put some oil on it and whatever they're putting on it, but the garlic definitely, when it's cooked, is served. If you go to some of the fanciest hotels, on Shabbat, they serve, you know, whole, play to them, and people fight for it. They eat it, they enjoy it. Granted, on Shabbat, eating it with bread, you understand? But some people eat it alone, soft, has a taste to it. They enjoy the taste. As was mentioned, one of our members today, some of them put it on the barbecue, and they cook the, as a matter of fact, those are special garlics that they have, that they put them on the barbecue, and they become soft, and the people enjoy it, they eat it. Seemingly, that's the way we eat it, and they're better. Just like the hard garlic we don't eat today, therefore becomes a she'akol, it seems the soft garlic, the way we serve it, since we eat it, we go out of our way to eat it, and some people, like I said, eat it even alone. If you're not eating with bread, it seems the berakat should be bore pedi ha'adama. I know that's a reversal from what we said in 2010, but sometimes wisdom comes late, and we're going to make a reversal on that. Therefore, the raw, cooked garlic that we eat in the normal ways, that we see at our weddings and our parties, on Shabbat, in hotels, however they serve it, they sell it in the stores, in pomegranate. You buy a whole thing of cooked garlic, people are paying money for it. What are they doing with it? Some are eating it with bread, I understand. Some are eating it just alone for the ta'am. It's a good ta'am. Therefore, on the cooked garlic, borei pedi ha'adamah.